You're listening to SBS News.
After one night in Melbourne, Cardinal George Pell is on the move, seen at a service station buying snacks on the Hume Freeway. He was asked for his response to his acquittal.
What was your reaction yesterday?
I was very pleased.
Were you surprised?
Not in the slightest, he replied. Back at the monastery where he spent his first night out of jail, ribbons were placed on the front gates in solidarity with the victims of sexual abuse. St. Patrick's Cathedral in Melbourne was vandalised, covered in graffiti, expressing anger at George Pell's acquittal. Many are still trying to understand the High Court's decision. Dr. Viv Waller, the lawyer for the former choir boy who accused him, says her client respects the High Court's decision. Her client has been referred to throughout the legal process as Witness J.
I spent quite a bit of time with Witness J following the decision, and of course he's disappointed and his journey has been quite a long one, but he is respectful of the outcome, he accepts the decision, he understands that in criminal matters it's a matter of human rights protection that things must be proven beyond all reasonable doubt.
In a statement, Witness J says no one wants to live in a society where people can be imprisoned without due and proper process. But the price we pay for weighting the system in favour of the accused is that many sexual offences against children go unpunished. This case does not define me. I'm doing my best to find and hold joy in my life and to provide a safe and loving home for my family. The Vatican has welcomed the High Court decision. In a statement, it says Cardinal Pell has always maintained his innocence and has waited for the truth to be ascertained. It also reaffirmed its commitment to preventing and pursuing all cases of abuse against minors. Robert Mickens, the editor of Catholic news agency La Croix International, says there are no winners.
This is a real loss, the entire situation, a real scar on the church and all Catholics especially, but also for victims of abuse, because the victims of abuse now will question whether or not they can get a fair hearing. The accused will question whether or not they can get a fair hearing.
Counselling service Blue Knot says it's put extra staff on to deal with the influx of calls from abuse survivors. Witness J, through his lawyer, is encouraging survivors to keep speaking up.
We don't want to live in a society where reasonably suspected child abuse is not reported to the proper authorities. And one of the things that I know that Witness J is really worried about is that people might be discouraged from reporting to the police. So one of his key messages and one of my key messages, sort of on his behalf and also on my own behalf, is that it is important not to lose heart. Please continue to report matters to the proper authorities. A lot has been achieved in Victoria and around Australia to assist those who have been sexually abused, particularly in institutions, and it's been achieved on the back of the courage of survivors who have come forward and reported to the proper authorities.
Rachel Carey, SBS News.